no efforts in a mile lead. Leads by four lengths, three lengths, two lengths. Bedford is charging home, but no efforts in front. She knows where the post is and she'll find it first. The big plunge coming off here. $21 into $5, and Sir Callahad is streaking them. Beats them out of sight. Wilmont Pass got up to run second for Markham Knight. Altai Ranger.
Oh, what a day it was. Carlene Heffel absolutely riding brilliantly with Gavin Bedgood to claim the double at Sandown yesterday. Then, unfortunately, she had a tumble yesterday at Edenhope and spent the night in hospital. Good morning, Carlene. How are you feeling?
Hello. Hi. Look, I definitely felt a little bit better than I am this morning.
Is it? I believe you've got the all clear, which is brilliant news, and you're going to be discharged this morning. So are you just feeling a bit bruised and battered at the moment?
Yeah, that's exactly my words I'm using, just bruised and battered, but, you know, very, very lucky.
Absolutely. Do you know when you're likely to be able to get back on the saddle, in the saddle?
I think I've got the 12-day concussion rule, so I'll be out for 12 days minimum, and hopefully back for Saturday week.
Well, that might be when you see no Everton Sir Callahad again. Tell us about Saturday. What was your emotion like when you're in front, the one to run down on both these horses, and you just rode them magnificently?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Both horses, I had the same feeling. I thought they were travelling too well, and I thought, you know, I might get run by, down by one, but not definitely didn't feel that on Sir Callahad. He was so strong.
I know there's a lot of trainers that love putting you on these free running horses because you team up with him so well, but it must have been a gutsy ride or no effort, because watching that race, you might have been thinking, oh, it might be going a bit quick, but you timed it to perfection because Bedford just ran out of ground to get there in the end. Were you thinking that maybe I've gone a little too hard, or were you confident throughout the entire run?
I was pretty confident. I know when I was watching the replay, I thought, gee, I may have gone, but when I actually rode in there, you know, she didn't actually give you that feel that we were going too hard, unless I had to actually count my furlongs. But, you know, she just traveled in such a beautiful rhythm, and she kicked away on him, and, you know, she was getting a bit weary towards the end, but she still managed to hold him off.
Prior to Saturday, did yourself and Gavin give yourselves a good chance of a Saturday double?
Yeah, he was very confident with his horses, and I thought I actually had a good card of rides, and I knew his, with no weight on their backs, would be definitely hard to beat.
How many winners is that now in town, Carlene?
That's 16, I think, now in town.
16. You must be wrapped with
that's
how things are going.
Including Perth ones, yeah.
And including the Perth ones. And this is the time of year for the apprentices to be standing up in the winter, so it's perfect timing.
Yeah, I couldn't wrap, you know, two doubles in the last sort of 2 weeks of riding in town, so it's fantastic.
Absolutely. What was the reaction from all the family and friends like?
They're over the moon. Mum's probably usually at home. She's screaming at the TV usually. So she was wrapped.
Well done on the double, and we're so happy to hear that you are A-OK. A little bit sore and sorry for yourself, but what are you going to do in the 2 weeks off?
I'm definitely going to have to rest up a little bit, but I'll probably be working behind the scenes probably towards the end of next week and just keeping myself fit if I can.
Good on you, Carlene. Well done. A weekend to remember.
Yeah, definitely. I'd just like to have a shout-out to Rick. She drove me all the way to Horsham, and she stayed the night, and so a big shout-out to her for helping me this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Just shows once again. And the good news too, Laura Lafferty, who had a bad fall during the week, she's not riding at the moment, but is on the road to recovery without a really serious injury with another nasty fall as well. So well done again, Carlene, and a shout out to Laura Lafferty for that big fall on the weekend as well.